This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 4036 for Monday, the 22nd of January, 2024. Today's show is entitled The Tildeverse. It is the 20th show of Claudio Miranda and is about 4 minutes long. It carries a clean flag. The summary is, Claudio introduces HPR listeners to the Tildeverse.
Hey, Hacker Public Radio listeners, this is Claudio, and I wanted to talk to you today about the Tildeverse. Now, what is the Tildeverse, you're asking? Well, if you're familiar with SDF, and I know it's been brought up on a couple of episodes here on Hacker Public Radio, SDF is a public access Unix system where you can create your own account, and if you want, you can send a donation, a small donation, to be validated, and they also have different tiers of access, such as ARPA, Meta-ARPA, and whatnot. But they aren't the only game in town. There's actually a bunch of other, what they call PubNixes, and you can find a list of them over on a website called tildeverse.org. And the reason why it's called Tildeverse, I think, is pretty obvious. If you're a Linux or Unix or BSD user, Tilde is the shortcut for your home directory. So if you head on over to tildeverse.org, and I'll put all these links in the show notes, you can find out what they are. And I'm going to read just a little bit off the top of the page. It says, we're a loose association of like-minded Tilde communities. If you're interested in learning about Nix, it's with an asterisk, which is to denote all the different Unix-like operating systems like Linux, Unix itself, BSD, and whatnot, come check out our member tildes and sign up. Now, the member tildes, they have all the links there. They're basically the list of different tilde servers that are out there. As a matter of fact, I am on tilde.institute, and that one runs OpenBSD. And there are a bunch of other ones that are running different distributions of Linux. There's even one, if I'm not mistaken, running on Windows. So if you head on over to tildeverse.org, you can find out more and even sign up to one of these PubNix servers. Even Textoplano is there, textoplano.xyz. That is more tailored to Spanish speakers. I had even been thinking about doing an episode on that, but I don't know. I'm still weighing my options on that one. But yeah, you can check that out, and there, each of those sites has instructions on how you can sign up. And going down further, the tildeverse.org page, there's also different services. So they have various Mastodon servers instances out there. There's also the tilde.chat, which is the IRC server for the Tildeverse, and various other services. So be sure to head on over and take a look. So I think that's pretty much it. I just wanted to make everybody aware of the Tildeverse itself. It's kind of almost like a web ring, if you think about it. I don't know if any of you remember web rings, but it's like a web ring, but for Unix, public access Unix servers. So anyway, just thought I'd throw that in there. So one other thing I want to mention, we are really, really low on shows. And it would be great if you can record an episode on anything that you think would interest the listeners of Hacker Public Radio, and be sure to upload it. Doesn't have to be perfect, but remember, we want quality of content, and not necessarily does it have to be quality of audio. You can record it on your phone, so long as it's something of interest to all of us as hackers. Anyway, I'm going to leave it here. Thanks for listening. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR has been kindly provided by an
and honesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.